commanding the Census Director to report directly to the White House is a naked political power grab and transparently partisan.
Indiana Republican Mike Pence, the head of the House Republican Conference Committee, says he's not happy at all that Rahm Emanuel, the former head of the Democratic Conference Committee and now White House Chief of Staff, is planning to directly oversee the census. Pence was one of a dozen House Republicans who held a press conference at the Capitol yesterday to call attention to what they consider a big problem. House Minority Leader John Boehner is from Ohio.
This unprecedented move by the president, I think, would undermine the goal of having a fair and accurate census count. My goodness, this is the census. All we're trying to do here is to count the number of Americans that we have. And I think it would also open the door to massive amounts of possible waste and fraud in terms of the $300 billion that's distributed around our country based on the census data that we pick up every 10 years.
Texas Republican Lamar Smith calls the White House proposal unprecedented.
We checked with the Congressional Research Service, and there is no precedent for this, despite what the administration might say. The danger here, of course, is that the temptation is great in the White House. The last time I looked, nothing wrong with it, but there were politicians there. The census is supposed to be nonpartisan, and therefore we ought to keep politicians out of the equation.
To be clear, the White House has since modified its stand to say only that the Chief of Staff will work closely with the Census Bureau Director and that the Commerce Secretary will continue to oversee the census. Nonetheless, Republicans are threatening to go to court over the matter. And Georgia Republican Lynn Westmoreland told reporters the GOP is putting some of its top lawmakers on a task force to closely monitor the census.
What they have asked us to do is to make sure that this is not a political counting, that it's an accurate accounting that the American people deserve.
One of the most outspoken lawmakers on the topic has been California Republican Daryl Issa, the ranking minority member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He began speaking out on the plan to shift management of the census as recently as a week and a half ago when word of the plan first emerged. During oversight hearings last year, Issa was one of the fiercest critics of the Commerce Department under the previous administration over endless procurement and operational programs with the planned modernization of the census, a project that will only be partially complete by the time the 2010 count is underway next year. I asked Issa to put White House efforts to more closely manage the census in the context of the last 8 years. Here's what he said.
Well, first of all, the Chief of Staff is the hack at the gate of the White House. He's not a political he's not a manager of anything. Rahm Emanuel is, in fact, a political animal who decides who gets time with the president for political reasons. So let's be real honest that Rahm Emanuel does not have a record of running businesses or knowing how to manage things. I agree with you. Our committee held numerous hearings on the failure of the procurement process and the setting of standards for these new handheld devices. As a result, we will be doing a very conventional count, almost identical to what we did 10 years earlier. That count will be more expensive. To the extent that our committee or the president wants to be more involved with funding and in ensuring that an appointment of a sound manager to make sure that there's the maximum efficiency of these thousands of people that will be hired to participate in this every 10-year historic event, we agree with that. We totally agree with that. But the idea that the President of the United States or his unconfirmed operative is going to personally direct an individual flies in the face of the whole question. The President can name the head of the census. The president can name the secretary and deputy secretary, and there's one more in that chain of command, all of whom are confirmed by the House, by the Senate. So there is a lot of management that I would commend the president to look at the record of failures of both the Clinton and Bush administration over that last decade and fix it. Absolutely, you're right.
Earlier this week, we spoke by phone with Missouri Democrat William Lacey Clay, the chairman of the House Census Subcommittee, who confirmed that both the president and chief of staff briefed him personally about the census plan at the Democratic retreat in Williamsburg 2 weekends ago. Following yesterday's GOP news conference, I asked Chairman Clay if he had talked to Congressman Issa about his concerns.
My door is always open. They can always talk to me. Up to this point, I have not. I just think that I don't understand really what the fear is to have a relationship with the West Wing of the White House. I really don't get what the fear is. And I've heard people say, well, he will politicize the process. Well, everyone is a politician up here. So we all could be politicizing the process.
Clay got a vote of confidence from his boss, New York Democrat Adolphus Towns, the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
We have a person that by the name of Bill William Clay, who heads the subcommittee, and he's assured me that he's going to aggressively pursue it, and I feel very confident that he will. We're going to strengthen him in terms of staff, and we are going to do a great job in terms of making certain that everybody in this country is counted. I understand Congressman Issa's concerns, but the point is that we want to make certain that everybody is counted, so he can be assured that we're going to be on top of that.
And New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, also a member of the House Census Subcommittee, who has authored a bill to take the Census Bureau out of Commerce and make it an independent agency, had this to say about Republican concerns over the White House plan.
It's absolutely ridiculous. A White House a spokesperson made it very clear that the census will be run out of the Commerce Department, and it's much ado about nothing. They are saying something that is absolutely not true.
The issue of White House control over the census was expected to be one of the main topics at New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg's confirmation hearing to be the next Commerce Secretary. But with his surprise withdrawal yesterday, resolution of that question will likely be placed on the back burner until the confirmation hearing for his replacement. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.